Stay with me, fellas. I feel something happening here. Okay, guys, hello and welcome to The Art of Living Abundantly, an AB student podcast. This is episode 2. I am your host, F, and this is your host, Z.
Hello, everyone. I'm happy to be home.
Yes, she is, because we are getting stuck in traffic every single day for the past week.
It's a combination of school starting and Ashura and Lebanon being Lebanon.
And having absolutely zero plans on making the civilian life better. Moving on, we've got some feedback over episode 1.
Oh, that.
First of all, let's start with the numbers. 43 people listened to the first episode. That's a great number for us. We think it's a successful number.
It's a good start. However,
43 people started the episode,
but the average listening time was only 2 minutes.
So Not everyone ended the episode. I think the last segment was listened to by 15 people or something.
Yeah, something like that.
The last time I checked, which they're probably more now. At least I hope they're probably more now. We have fans with an S.
Well, there are only 2.
So that's an S. And they're really nice. We hello, guys. We love you. Anyway... we also have haters, goodwillers,
criticizers,
yeah, whatever you want to call them. I'm gonna quote some feedback that we got that we actually thought that were very helpful. First of all, if you guys are not getting paid for this, we can pay you to stop.
Ha ha ha, we laughed.
We did. And as we mentioned in the first episode that we weren't getting paid, we will actually take you up on that offer.
On a weekly basis.
So, Z, do you want to handle this feedback?
Well, another person desperately wanted to know if F was tall and Z was short.
We caught the word desperately.
Yeah, well, F is very tall. However, Z is not short at all.
Just to be clear, Z is shorter than me.
But not short.
But shorter.
But not short.
Okay, shorter. Another feedback here is, if you wanted to kill me, just make me listen to this podcast on repeat. Ouch.
Yeah. I guess anyone who would listen to anything on repeat would go crazy, but yeah.
Do you want to tell them about the fun fact that you told me before the show?
Well, it's a dark fun fact. In Khiyam prison, Israelis used to torture people by making them listen to Eminem's The Real Slim Shady on repeat. I think Eminem wouldn't be too happy to know that.
Wow. Especially now, Eminem has been on the news. I don't know if you heard about it, but did you hear the MGK diss track that he released?
Oh, no.
I think he released it 2 days ago. So what happened is, I'm not really familiar with all this internet music diss track industry or whatever. So what happened is that Eminem, his new album, you've heard about it.
Yeah.
Of course. So he dissed a lot of rappers, and MGK was one of them. I don't know his real name, so sorry, MGK fans. So what happened is that MGK released a diss track a few days ago, I think maybe 10 days ago or something. I don't know what's the definition of a diss track, but
it's a track where you diss people.
It's a track where you diss people. Thank you very much, Z. dissing Eminem. And then Eminem released 2 days ago, or maybe yesterday, I'm not sure, a diss track called Killshot, by the way. Go ahead and listen to it. where he basically, this is MGK, and he tells them, there's a sentence that I liked in his diss track. I'd rather be, so MGK basically called Eminem old. And Eminem said, I'd rather be 80 years old me than 20-year-old you. Nice. So the general agreement is that Eminem ended MGK's career. However, there are some people who disagree. So tell us, what do you think? Did Eminem end MGK's career, or is Eminem no longer relevant?
I have to listen to the track first.
Okay, it's actually number one. The Killshot is actually, I don't know if it still is, but when it was released, it was number one in Lebanon on YouTube.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, we went a bit off track. Okay, so we're excited to start this episode. What we did throughout this week is that we went to the AB club day, clubs day,
which was on Monday,
and then Tuesday was off, and Wednesday was the societies and new clubs day.
Yeah.
So on clubs day, what we found when we entered is there's the social club and there's the anti-social club.
Actually, we heard a rumor about that.
Actually, yeah, somebody told us.
And we're gonna follow up on that in the next episode.
But don't quote us on that. We might as well ignore it. So the new clubs day was actually the most interesting
clubs. Yeah, we found two clubs that were very interesting. One of them is called the Tabletop Games Club.
It's basically a board games club.
So what they're doing is interesting.
So what they are is actually, there are a couple of friends who were playing board games at, this is how they started. They were playing board games at the Multiverse, and then they stopped and said, okay, so why don't we spread the love of board games through the whole campus. And so the cabinet members were mostly met in Multiverse. They're all fans. They want everyone to be able to learn and play board games.
And they're committed to board games.
Yeah, they're actually nice people. The two people that I've met in the club were nice. So their events include, of course, board game nights.
Yeah, pizza nights.
Trivia nights, weekly meetings.
And they're hoping to expand to charity work, where they go to orphanages and play board games with the kids and give them gifts and so on.
Yeah, they're donating food and clothes.
Yeah.
They're hoping to open a soup kitchen somewhere from the money that they collect.
From the events.
From the events. I don't know if other clubs do that, but this was actually a new thing to me.
It's a very nice gesture.
Yeah, it's a board games club that's oriented towards charity. And so they would just want to spread the love of board games and friendship and all the rest of it.
And reduce the stress of university, so.
Yes, this is a very important part of this club. So join them. They actually sound very interesting. They're a new club. Support new clubs. Be enthusiastic.
Whatever. And you could learn to be nerds too.
Go ahead. Play Dungeons and Dragons for months, years, weeks, whatever. Another club that we liked is the AB Book Club. We've been waiting for this club. At least me. I've been waiting for this club for years.
I think everyone has. And it's a shock that this is the first time anyone has made an AUB book club.
This is actually not the first time. There have been several attempts that failed.
Yeah.
Miserably. And last year, I personally wanted to start a book club. I went all out and got the 40 signatures, but I got even more than 40 signatures, but I didn't go through with it because I'm lazy. So the people responsible for this club are very nice too. I know everyone is nice, whatever, blah, 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 blah.
No, they're like very nice and very committed and we like them a lot.
Yeah, and they tried to convert me to their favorite author. And I'm convinced. And Z was convinced.
Yep.
But enough talking about them. We actually have them as guests. We have the president and the vice president of the club coming up in the next segment. We hope that you'll enjoy their company as much as we did. We love them. Didn't we?
We did.
Okay, so we'll take a break.
What do you know? Oops. Know your facts before you come at me, little goof. Luxury, oh, you broke, bitch, yeah. I had enough money in 02 to burn it in front of you, ho. Younger me, no, you don't whack me. It's funny, but so true. I'd rather be 80-year-old me than 20-year-old you. Gotta wake up Labor Day to this. Being rich shamed by some prick using my name for clickbait in a state of bliss, cause I said his goddamn name. Now I gotta cock back aim. Yeah, bitch, pop champagne to this. It's your moment. This is it. As big as you're gonna get, so enjoy it. Had to give you a career to destroy it. Lethal injection, go to...
Hi guys, we're here with Ralph Sabbagh, who's the vice president of the... I should introduce the president first. Munzer Tabara, who's the president of the AB Book Club. And Ralph Sabbagh, who's the vice president of the AB Book Club.
We're so happy to have you here with us.
Thank you.
How are you?
Great. Just came out of class.
They're both mechanical engineer juniors, so they're still excited about university.
Almost.
Almost. Okay, guys.
So. Okay, so let's get to the first question. Who came up with the idea, and how did you guys meet as cabinet members?
So when we first came to AUB, to the first book day, clubs day, we were surprised to not find a book club. So we just forgot about it for that time.
And I felt the same actually when I first
met. As we met other readers, we found out that everyone was actually surprised to not find a book club. So we thought that if someone wanted to do it, why not us? Why not take the initiative and do it? So I made a WhatsApp group with like 15 of my friends.
You know, 15 readers?
Yeah. So it was like 15 readers and... I told them, would you join the book club? They said yes. Then we chose the most dedicated to work, basically to be in the cabinet. And that's how we formed the club initially.
And when was that?
That was in the 10-day break between spring and summer.
Oh. So the second question is, how will your attempt differ from other attempts at AUB to form a book club?
You know, they were failed attempts before.
Yes, well, there has been in the past several attempts at forming a book club. However, none, I think, reached the stage that we are at now. I mean, as soon as the club registration opens, خلاص, we'll be ready to kick off their activities. And I think the key difference that we're making this year is that although it's called the book club, it's going to be more about the members and the readers themselves. So, as you're going to see later on our social media accounts, we're going to focus more and more about displaying the readers and their ideas from all around the campus and what they think. And so that is, I believe, where previous attempts failed at getting a club following.
Yeah.
Okay. We actually had a question from a listener, actually, for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's, will you tackle French and Arabic books or just English?
Okay, so the main worry about making a book club, because when you say book club, it's a very broad topic. It can cover many different various genres in all languages. The main challenge was to design yearly activities that can cater for all these different genres. So yes, we are planning on trying to tackle all different languages, at least the main three, because AB students are mainly trilingual. So even in designing the poster, we made it intentional to include works that are not only from English authors.
Okay, so you have plans to include French?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, that's good. So tell us about your events.
Okay, so as Ralph said, the club's main focus is going to be more on the members rather than the books themselves. This is going to make it way easier for every single person in the club to find other people who are interested in the same genres or languages as that they like. So it's going to be easier to interact with others about the books you like, the genres you like, the authors you like. So we're going to have the monthly book choice. Basically, we're going to choose a book every month, hopefully not a boring one.
One book across for the whole club?
Yeah, we're still working on it, so probably one, maybe two books per month. It's basically for the dedicated members. Not everyone is able to read during university time.
Okay.
And then we'll discuss the book. We'll also be having a pizza night to break the ice between the members, let everyone know everyone. There's also going to be a trivia night. So no need to explain it, trivia about books. And the main event that personally I'm most excited for is the book exchange. We're going to organize a book exchange in a way that everyone gets a book for once. Usually you give out a book, not get one back.
Yeah.
So this time it's going to be organized in a way to get at least one book, maybe more if you finish your book soon. So.
Okay, this sounds great. So what's your plan for this year? What is a successful year for this club?
So the focus of the club is about the members rather than the book specifically, although we think that our members are going to be one of the greatest book experts on campus, obviously.
Hopefully.
So we want to make them shine. And so a successful year for the club would be one where the program of activities Munzir mentioned really runs smoothly and of course leaves a positive impact on their surroundings and the academic year overall. And we hope through our on-site presence and social media reach, so if you please can follow us on our account at the AB Book Club, we hope to really bring out the enthusiasm in AB students and for the AB Book Club to become a staple in university student life.
Yeah, follow us too at AB Podcast, please. But yes, you guys are really fun.
Thanks.
I've met you. When I met you, you made my day, like the whole lot. Do you have any plans? Yeah. And how do the plans, they're more targeted towards people who are already readers. Do you have plans to include people who don't read?
So basically what Munzir said about the weekly, one or two weekly readings, this is more towards the people who are avid readers, so who like to read very frequently. So we're trying also in other activities to also cater for the people who have read like at least one book or two books, and hopefully they'll follow us and they'll get the passion and the motivation to try new genres, try another book. So I think what's going to happen is that our members, we're going to help them be more excited, not just about having to finish the last 100 or 200 pages of their book, but more about finding what's out in the author's brain and taking that and sharing it to other people. So I think that's what hopefully will attract newcomers.
Okay. I guess your excitement, both of you will all of you actually will attract newcomers. Thank you very much, Ralph. Thank you very much, Munzir. That's
Thanks.
All. Follow them on Instagram. And do you have a Facebook page?
Not yet, but for now it's an Instagram page.
Okay.
And it's at AB Book Club.
And join the club.
Okay, everyone. So this was Munzir Tabbara and Ralph Sabah from the AB Book Club. Be sure to follow them on Instagram.
And follow us on Twitter at AUB Podcast. Send us an email at aubundantly2018@gmail.com. That's abundantly2018 with a U between A and B. Send us your feedback, anything really. We enjoyed your feedback at episode 1, although some of it was abuse. Send the abuse, send me compliments, and make sure to tune in for our next episode.
Oh. And I'm just playing, Diddy. You know I love you.